Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you if you have a service route, the one-for-one rule, and this is a way to get a new good account and replace a really bad account that you currently have on your route. So I'll go over some of the details with the one-for-one rule for your pool service business. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. The first thing you need to know is your baseline of accounts in your area to make yourself profitable. So if you're in Florida, Texas, California, or the East Coast, Arizona, each area is a little bit different as far as how many pools you're going to need to be profitable and to be self-sustaining. For example, here in California, typically the threshold to be profitable and to be making some kind of money is about 50 service accounts, full-service service accounts, at $95 to $100 each, plus your filter cleaning charges and other chemical charges. If you're in Texas, the threshold is probably a little bit lower. I would say about 40 pools because you charge a lot more than we do in California. And then Florida, I think your threshold's probably a little bit higher since you charge a little bit less than most of the other regions. Same goes for some other areas of the country. So you may need 60 pools to be profitable. So you'll have to figure out for your area when you have reached this threshold of service accounts making yourself profitable so that every account that you add, you're going to add more profit to your business in some respects. So this one-for-one rule is very simple. When you first start out, you'll take just about any account that you can get your hands on so you can build up your accounts quickly and start making money. So you may have some accounts currently where the customer isn't the friendliest person or they never approve any kind of repairs or services to their pool. You may have accounts where the pools get a lot of heavy debris. Other accounts where the equipment's really old and it takes you a long time to clean the pool. Whichever category these fall into, these are probably pools that you don't want any longer. So the one-for-one rule is very simple. Whenever you get a new account at this point, once you reach this threshold where you're making a profit, you take on the new account and then you'll drop the old account. If the account is sellable, you may be able to sell the pool to another pool professional. But in a lot of cases, you may just want to drop the account because the way the one-for-one rule works is that you're not really losing any money at this point, because you're picking up a new account and you're dropping one that is taking you more time and effort, and you also have your threshold of the profitable number of accounts. In other words, if you have 50 accounts and you're making a profit now in your business, if you were to pick up a new one that would give you 51, then you drop an old one that would bring you back down to 50, and so nothing really changes as far as your profitability except you eliminate an account that you no longer want on your route. And this is just a way to fine-tune your route so that eventually all your pools are going to be really good customers, really good and easy pools, and it's going to maximize your profit even more. So let's say you have about 10 pools that you really don't like. You have a pool. A lot of these pools take a lot of time. Maybe they're heavy debris pools, so you're spending an extra 10 or 15 minutes at all of these accounts. And so if you get rid of these accounts and then you get a really easy pool to replace it with, not only are you making your life easier out there, but you're increasing your profitability because now you can add more pools per day. And so if you're at 50 accounts, you pick up 10 new accounts, you drop 10 really bad accounts, you're still at 50. However, then you start picking up more and more accounts as you go along. You can squeeze more accounts in per day because, again, you're not spending too much time at certain pools anymore, thereby increasing your route to 70 or 80 pools and making yourself really profitable at this point, because now all your pools have automatic cleaners, newer equipment, customers that get things done when it needs to be done, and so on and so forth. And then this will definitely make your route a lot tighter also, because now you're dropping pools that are outside your service area. When you first start, you'll take pools that are maybe a 10-minute drive away from other accounts just because you need that account in order basically to survive out there. And then when you do the one-for-one rule, you can start dropping all these outlying accounts out of your route and thereby making it tighter. And your route will get tighter and tighter as you do this. And you're not losing any money again. Maybe you're not gaining a lot of money because you're dropping an account when you get a good one. But in theory, you're not really losing any money at this point. So this is a great strategy to make your route tighter and better and cleaner, and also make your day a lot easier out there. Also, if you're implementing the one-for-one rule, you want to make sure that the service rate you're getting for the pool that you're picking up is very similar or maybe more than the one you're dropping. So for instance, if you're doing a heavy debris pool and you're charging $120 a month, you're charging a premium on it because it takes you extra time. If you pick up a really good account and you're charging $110 for it, I would definitely make the switch. You're not losing too much money and you're actually saving time. If you're picking up a new account and it's a lot lower than that one, you may want to consider waiting until you get an account that's a higher paying account or a larger pool that you can charge more for, but it's an easy pool also. So these are also factors that you want to keep in mind. You don't want to drop a pool that you're getting $140 for and pick up a pool that you're getting $90 for and swap it out. That's not really what I'm referring to. The one-for-one should be pretty equal as far as how much you're charging the customer. It's got to be in your service area, and it's got to be an easy pool for you to implement this one-for-one rule effectively. So, of course, you have to be gracious when you drop these accounts, and you can use different strategies to just make it more palatable for the customer. You can tell the customer that you're not going to be servicing that particular area. You can also tell the customer that maybe, just because you're doing too many pools, you have to let some customers go. And unfortunately, you'll have to let this particular account go. So be very apologetic about it. That way you avoid any kind of bad reviews or any kind of bad blood towards the former customer. You want to make sure you end it cordially. But definitely, you want to start weaning off these really bad pools as you're getting better accounts on your pool route. And the one-for-one method is only effective, of course, if you are already profitable at this point. Otherwise, you may start to lose money. Again, you got to get to that threshold where you're paying all of your household bills, you're paying all your business expenses, and you're putting money in the bank as in the form of savings. And then you know that you're actually making a profit in your business. I wouldn't say you're making a profit if you're paying your bills, paying all your business expenses, and there's no savings going into your bank account. You're not technically making a profit at that point. You're just making a living, basically, and surviving, but there's no profit there. So when you are making a profit, when you're putting $1,000 or $2,000 a month away in your bank to use as investing or savings, then you know you can start implementing this to get your route tighter and cleaner and to get rid of those accounts that you really don't want to service anymore. So definitely don't do this when you're first starting out. It's not very effective. When you're first starting out, you want to just get as many accounts as you possibly can to get the income coming in. And these accounts can be really bad accounts. It shouldn't be a major concern when you're first starting out. You're maybe doing 30 or 40 pools a week, so you can spend the extra time at these accounts and it won't really affect you. But later on, when you're actually building up a route and you really want to get to that really ultra profitable point where you're doing an 80 pool route and finishing it in the same time you would normally finish your normal 50 or 60 pool route, then that's when you can really start making money in your business. And you can't do that if you have outlying pools that take you a long time to drive through to. You can't do that if you have pools that have a lot of heavy debris that take you a long time to clean. All of this cuts into your time, and time is money out there when you're trying to build a very clean and profitable route. You know, any customer that doesn't want an automatic cleaner in their pool would be considered a pool that you would drop, because you could pick up a new pool with an automatic cleaner that stays clean all week. And this is kind of the strategy you want to use to make yourself more profitable. If you're the kind of person that wants to hold on to these bad pools, you can do that. But I'm telling you, it's going to really cut into your future profitability, because you can't pick up any more pools and you may pass on some really good pools. So definitely implement this as you fine-tune your route. I think it's a really effective strategy. other people may want to keep expanding and hire an employee and then kind of split the pools up to where there's some bad pools on the route. You keep some bad pools for yourself, and then you can become more profitable by just keep expanding your pool route. You can definitely use that strategy also if you like, and you can build up quickly that way also if you want to hire an employee to take on some pools as you build up. But for me, I think fine-tuning the route at some point is really important as you move forward and make your business more profitable. And one thing you can also implement once you reach the profitable point in your pool business is you can pass on pools that you don't want to take. So for instance, if you're doing a bid on a pool and it's a heavy debris pool, you definitely don't want to take that pool on because that's not what I consider a good service account. If there's no automatic cleaner or if the customer seems hard to deal with, then at that point, when you are making a profit in your business, you can pass on those pools. I wouldn't even bid on them. I would just say that you don't really have room on your route for their pools out of your area or something like that. And then only bid on the pools that are going to fit that criteria of a good pool, which is newer equipment, customer willing to spend money on their pool, automatic cleaner in the pool, a pool that doesn't have any kind of weird issues with the surface of the pool, cracks and things like that. Definitely, you can, after some experience, you can know what a good pool looks like and one that you would want to service every week. And again, this is just one way to maximize your route and fine-tune it. And I think it's a very highly effective strategy if done correctly and at the right moment. You don't want to do it too early in your business, and you certainly don't want to do it too late in your business also, where you're doing a lot of extra work out there that you don't need to when there's a lot of good service accounts available in your area. And if you're looking for other great resources, you can definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of web pages and links there to my YouTube videos. And if you do service for a living, definitely check out my coaching program. If you're just starting out or if you've been doing service for a while, the coaching program can definitely help fine-tune your business. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time, and for $20 a month, you can call me. Plus, there are other great benefits for being in the group. You can learn more about the group at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.